Time now once again here on KJN for another edition of Leash on Life as we find out what's going on at the Atlantic Animal Shelter at 309 Sunnyside Lane in Atlantic. Andrea Ferrier with us as always here on the program. And Andrea, kind of an interesting day coming up here for the shelter.
I love it when exciting things happen at the shelter. That's right. We have some interesting things going on. First of all, I want to extend an invitation to all your listeners. I know last week we talked about the fact that there's been a lot going on at the wastewater plant in the shelter. And today is actually an open house and ribbon cutting ceremony for the completion of all of the projects. So I want to invite all of the listeners to come on down to the shelter. They're actually having extended hours today, especially for this ribbon cutting. The ceremony itself will be at 11 o'clock, so they decided to open the shelter early. So the shelter will also be open from 11 to 5:30. It's a great chance to come down, see the wastewater project expansion, and also to meet the staff, see the shelter itself. And, you know, I haven't talked about it before, but there is actually a cat that lives at the shelter. His name is Midnight. So if you want to come on down and see the animals that are there and meet Midnight, might be a good chance to do so as well.
All right. Great chance to check out the facility. It's a place you never stopped by before, and you always have been kind of curious. So here's your chance to come see it, and you know, a lot of things that they're proud about right now.
Absolutely. So that'll be at 11 o'clock.
All right. And also have some of pets up for adoption as well, if you're there to check them out.
Yeah. I hope while you're there, you'll check out these great animals. We do have the same dog that we mentioned last week. Her name is Hella. She is an apricot colored pit bull, a really unique color, very pretty. She is spayed. She's up to date on all of her shots. She's been microchipped. She doesn't really want to have any other dogs or cats in her life, so she would be a great single pet. But this would make a really nice companion animal for someone. That's really the only dog available for adoption this week.
All right, so maybe a little bit limited on that front, but there are some cats that are available that have a nice story here as well.
You know, I have to say, I just really appreciate the people of this town for all the support that they give to the shelter. And because of that, we're able to support other shelters as well. A local shelter in the area actually called and said, help. We have these cats. We've had them too long. We're full. We're going to have to euthanize these healthy, wonderful animals. Can you help us? And because of the support the community has given to us, we had space available. So these are like second chance cats. And they're wonderful. They're so sweet. They were 5 that came in. You know, some of them are in transition, being reserved. People are in the process of looking at them and, you know, they're getting all their checkovers. But I want to talk about 3 of those cats in particular today. They have names, they have personalities, and these 3 cats, they're all male, and they're all these second chance cats that were moments away from, you know, being euthanized. They're all also up to date on their shots. So this would be, you know, $10. You walk in on a cat you've got a history on, they're up to date on their shots, and they've all been neutered. So the first one is Baker. And Baker is, he's a black and white cat, mostly black, kind of a tuxedo coloring. He's got long hair and he's got this beautiful distinctive face. He's got black hair and then white long whiskers. So he's very, very pretty. He's friendly and he's kind of funny. He's kind of a goofball. So he's an adult, probably around 3 years old. They're all probably 3 to 4 years old. Then there's Tiger, who's orange. He's kind of got white socks. He's got really pretty eyes. He's outgoing. He's really sweet. And Tiger is actually microchipped also, in addition to being neutered and up to date on shots. And then Lightning, he's gray, tiger striped, just a real sweet and mellow kind of guy. He's got pretty green eyes and he's very gentlemanly. So I just know somebody's going to come in and fall in love with these second chance cats and be so glad that they had the opportunity to do so.
Yeah, and it sounds like they're cats that are, like you said, they're ready to go. I mean, they've got all the issues taken care of that you usually have to normally worry about with any pet that you may either adopt or buy, and then they're all ready to come into your home and be good pets right away.
Absolutely. And you know, these cats are, they've been pets before. They're litter trained. They're friendly. There's a little bit of information about them on petfinder.com, and you can find out a little bit more there. But, you know, whether you've got other animals or whether you've got children or you don't have children, I mean, these are the kind of cats that fit perfectly into whatever lifestyle you have. So I would mention also there's another cat there right now that was brought in by a citizen locally, and it's a little funny. He's also neutered, and he's orange with with white socks and a white tail. He's got these mesmerizing eyes, but he could be Tiger's brother. They're in cages next to each other. And the first thing I said when I walked in is these guys must be brothers, but they were brought in at different times from different places. So if you're looking for a matched set, you know, these two might be really good together too. So some really, really nice animals available. If you're, you know, winter's coming, you want to curl up with a good book and a cat on your lap. That is the ideal way to spend a winter afternoon. So just something to think about.
There you go. And location of the shelter, where they need to stop on by?
We're on the corner of Sunnyside and 2nd, right on the northwest corner of town, and it's right there with the wastewater treatment plant.
All right. And their normal hours of operation?
Normal hours, Monday through Friday, 2:30 to 5:30, and Saturdays from 8 to noon. And, of course, today they'll be open at 11 o'clock.
All right. So stop on by today for the grand opening and get to check out the entire facility there and see what's going on there at the shelter. Always, if you want to give them a call as well, 243-2287 is their telephone number, and you can connect with them. You mentioned petfinder.com. They also have their Facebook page, and then we'll also, of course, post this program on the web at KJN.com so you can get in touch with what's the latest happenings at the shelter.
No excuse not to know where the good animals are to be found.
Exactly. There you go. That's why we do it.
That's right.
All right. Well, thanks for coming in once again here this week, Andrea, and look forward to hopefully a good turnout at the open house today.
Thanks so much. And when you go in, make sure you tell them you heard about the animals on KJAN.
That's Leash on Life here today on KJAN.